Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what. Okay, Sarah, so why Talking Messy?
Well, let's first of all start off by introducing ourselves.
Oh, that's right. It's the first episode. Okay. So, tell us a little bit about yourself, Sarah.
I have a master's degree in clinical counseling. I primarily counsel LGBTQ and
alphabet soup. Yeah, the alphabet soup.
And non-traditional relationships.
Right. So I've worked with a lot of nonprofits and a lot of these, you know, like kind of outsider, fringe, underserved populations. But also I am the lay person in here who's going to say like, the crazy shit that is the tough love, that's like the brutal honesty. And Sarah has more tact than me, I swear.
I'm not sure about that, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, she's the compassionate honesty. I'm the tough love. We didn't want to say good cop, bad cop, because we're both good cops.
Yes.
In our heads.
Best intentions.
Right. But this is where Talking Messy came from, because we've been friends for 20 years, mm-hmm. and we've talked about communication styles. Like, what is communication? Mm-hmm. So the name Talking Messy, like, we wanted to talk about relationships.
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, we tossed around a lot of other ideas that we had.
Okay. I really liked tab A, slut B, but that was a little confining to sex.
Yes. Yeah. So we wanted to kind of broaden it out a little bit. And I know one of your phrases that you've used a lot is, you know, mm-hmm. I talk messy. And I just thought that was so brilliant to bring that into, because it covers everything, you know?
I have no tact. Speaking of no tact, yeah. Like, so we're in real life. We're actual people. So you may hear a sniffle. You may hear us drinking coffee. You may hear a cat in the background, you know, like sounds of reality in the real world. That way, you know you're in the real world and not just stuck out there in the interwebs.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah. I can tell you where Talking Messy came from me, that phrase. Was because I have tried to develop some sense of tact and have been an epic failure at it. So often, I want to get these teachable moments from people that I don't know what their culture, what their lifestyle, what kind of like diversity, right. inclusion, all that is.
What's going to offend them and what's not.
Right. And I don't want to offend, but sometimes you just don't know the right words to ask. And some people, they're going to get butthurt and offended by no matter what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas other people, they're going to take it as what is known as a teachable moment. What is a teachable moment to you?
A teachable moment is, you know, when you're confronted with something that you don't understand and you're able to increase your knowledge base on it. You know, and it's like, I can teach you... I can teach you where I am, and I don't know, help adjust your mentality. Right.
I think it helps spread some knowledge, because we're like middle aged Gen X women, but the bodies are that, but we're also kind of like little old men about it, where mm-hmm. we want to go a little more analog with things and actually have human conversations.
Yes, yeah, stay away from the digital world.
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
Obviously, we're doing a podcast. So we have no problem.
I love the digital world. I love reaching out. I love talking to people. And because of that, we've gotten to meet different kinds of people. But also, there's something to be said for having a conversation with somebody face to face.
Yes. And a lot of people don't know how to do that anymore.
No. And I've never known how to do that. I'm awkward 100% every single day. I think, oh my goodness, I have this voice in my head that's like, shut up and apologize. But I keep going. And then... So one of the things I started doing, instead of making it about me, where I go, oh my gosh, I'm going to be so uncomfortable asking somebody about their hair or somebody about their gender or somebody about their clothes or their sexuality or anything, I just start off going, okay, I'm probably going to say this wrong because I talk really messy, but I have a question. And then I say, you don't have to answer. And yeah, see,
nice.
This is a work in progress. You can tell by the sounds in the background. But so... I say, you don't have to answer if you don't want to. And I'd totally give them the option. And then generally they know that my intent is not malicious.
Right. And it gives them the out of, I can say, no, I'm not really going to talk about that. Or mm-hmm. I don't want to answer that question.
Or it's private.
Right.
And partially this comes from myself being, let's start with agnostic mm-hmm. in the middle of the country, but also being non-monogamous. I've been non-monogamous my whole life. I just, like, I don't know, before all this BuzzFeed and everything about, like, ooh, polyamory and all that, and we'll talk about that on another one. barf noise. But even before all that came up, if I would say, like, I'm in an open relationship, and people would make all sorts of assumptions or say things that were mean, and instead of taking it, like, as in a mean way...
Right. It's an opportunity to educate at that point. It's like, well, let me tell you what that means for me.
Right. And also, a lot of times they're just curious and they don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It goes against the grain. And, mm-hmm. you know, when you believe in a way that isn't, I don't know, socially acceptable or socially predominant, then, mm-hmm. you know, the questions aren't always easy.
Right. And they're not always polite.
Right.
And sometimes there's no polite way to phrase it. Because sometimes people, they start off with, well, you have threesomes all the time and you're swingers. And I have to say, no. Or they automatically ask about really personal things, which I tend to handle with some kind of sarcastic humor. Like, if they ask about my sex life, I ask them to show me their bank account.
Yes. And I love when you do that.
They go, that's private. I go, uh-huh.
So is what happens in the bedroom.
Yes. So as that started happening, I started thinking, I don't want to place the burden of being uncomfortable on the other person. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to make it about me. And I'm worried I'm going to look bad. I'm worrying I'm going to look rude. I'm worried about how I'm going to look in this conversation. Let's just take the veil off that, take the pressure out of it and go, okay, I don't want to have to say safe space. Okay, here's where my political incorrectness comes in. I hate the phrase safe space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm complete in agreement with that because it just infer from it that other places are not safe spaces.
Mm. Especially when somebody denotes, this conversation is a safe space. And then I think, well, what about my other interactions with you?
Right.
What's that about?
Right.
Like, am I fucking unsafe? Like, the rest of the time, are you going to be talking shit about me everywhere you go? Yeah. It's Talking Messy, subtitled Talking Shit. So that is where it came from. And so you'll hear us say some things that maybe sometimes I say something super off the wall. And Sarah's pretty good at translating it into...
more digestible for common consumption.
Right. Mine might be a bit flippant, a bit sarcastic, a bit filled with humor, and maybe sometimes dry where you don't know if I'm kidding, but trust me, she's a human being.
Yeah, not always the right words, but, you know, mm-hmm. we adjust. We, you know, I think when we're confronted with people who do get offended by things, I think we're both pretty good about asking, like, what about this offended you?
Right. And let it be known, just because I go, well, fuck it, I'm just going to say whatever. Like, sometimes it is fun to piss people off, all right? There's the secret they don't tell you. Sometimes it's really funny to be like, hee, 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 they get offended everything. Let's see what else we could say to them.
I try not so much to do that.
You can't, because you're going, you know, you're working with clientele.
And... yeah, I'm a little more in, like, the professional sector. And so, yeah, I have to watch myself sometimes. But in my personal life, it's like the training wheels are off and I go for it.
Yeah, especially with me. We lay it out for each other. We're like, sister, here's what. Mm-hmm. So, here's what. And furthermore, blah, blah, blah. I tend to do that by accident a lot, or blurt things. I am a blurbologist and a writer in real life a lot of times.
Mouth works faster than brain.
Yeah. If you get me on paper, I seem really polite, but then that person doesn't come out of my face hole, unfortunately. But then I do go home and wonder, and I feel bad, like, what did I say? What awful thing did I say today? Or when you meet a new person, do you ever have this where you go home, the door closes, and what's your next thought?
I could have done this differently. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could have said something else. I could have, yeah.
Oh, here are all the reasons they hate me and they don't want to be my friend.
Right.
So please be my friend.
Yes.
When you're an adult, it's so hard to make friends.
Yes.
So be my friend. I'm not going to get offended when you ask me things. If it's totally over the line, I'll go, whoa, hey. All right. So let's talk about that. But it's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get over it. Get over yourself once in a while.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it's okay to ask questions. You know, I don't know where we got into this, you know, thought process of, oh, I can't ask that question. I can't ask mm-hmm. that question.
It just silences people. And then they do end up with more stereotypes and more kind of crooked beliefs and mm-hmm. distorted lenses that way.
Absolutely.
So we will be definitely talking messier.
Always.
All right. I think that's our summary of what we's about here,
mm-hmm.
and we will be getting to more very soon. Comments, questions, knock-knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.